Having done the whole kids thing in my younger years, I wasn't sure how I'd handle becoming a grandfather. Really, it bothered me. But the moment I laid eyes on her, almost 3 years ago now, my heart was overwhelmed with love for little Olivia. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And that got me to thinking, if a sinner like me could, against the odds, experience such great love for this small child, to the point where I'd gladly lose my own life to save hers if needs be, how much more does God love us, you and me, when he lays his eyes on us? Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16. The spirit that we received isn't a spirit that makes us slaves again and causes us to fear. The spirit we have makes us God's chosen children. And with that spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. And the spirit himself speaks to our spirits and makes us certain that we are God's children. And if we're God's children, we'll get the blessings God has for his people. He'll give us all that he's given Christ. Now, Olivia was a sweet, innocent child when she became part of my family. But when God adopts us into his family, we're anything but, right? Canadian theologian J.I. Packer put it like this. Adoption is the highest privilege of the gospel. The traitor is forgiven, brought in for supper, and given the family name. If you believe in Jesus, then that's what's happened to you. If you've thrown your lot in with Christ, then you are one of God's children, and you'll receive all the blessings that he has for his people. Just let that sink in, because it's God's word, fresh for you today. And friend, if you're facing struggles of one kind or another in your life, then I have some great news for you. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.